Thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So the hilarious satirical website The Onion posted an article the other day titled, "Man Returns to Work After Vacation with Fresh, Re-energized Hatred for Job." I fear, sadly, that many people will find that headline funny because it hits just a little too close to home. Even if you're not returning from a vacation, how many of you get the Sunday night blues at the thought of returning back to work? Several surveys of pensioners reveal that one of their regrets was not quitting jobs they despised sooner, if at all. But other surveys, including reams of exit interview data, suggest that often it isn't the job itself. More often than not, it's the dysfunctional workplace culture people feel trapped in. And too often, frontline employees feel powerless when it comes to having influence over their workplace culture. So they sadly see no choice but to look for greener and happier pastures elsewhere. Which is why I love the story of Mercy Hospital in Sioux City, Iowa, recounted in Dr. John Izzo's fabulous book, Stepping Up. Mercy Hospital's culture and morale had reached an all-time low. Customer service had deteriorated to the point that the hospital was losing market share. Then a remarkable thing happened. A group of frontline employees decided it was 100% their responsibility to do something about the situation and asked the CEO if they could meet weekly, occasionally on their own time. The re-spiriting committee had no idea how they could change things. They just knew things had to change. For a year, they met and shared stories and brainstormed ideas. They ultimately decided on re-energizing their culture through four principles, including choose your attitude and make someone's day. Within a relatively short time frame, the hospital's employee engagement scores shot up, market share grew, and they started winning quality awards. It felt like a completely new place to work, one you wouldn't dread returning to after your vacation. Stories such as this are everywhere, so never doubt for a moment that real change can be driven at any level in a workplace, or that simple changes can start with you. And now my fun at work tip. Instead of celebrating happy hour, one company holds a happy to be at work hour, featuring refreshing beverages and fun snacks every Friday afternoon. Every team member shares their top three highlights or wins of the week. Team members publicly thank or recognize other team members for anything they did that went above and beyond the call of duty. And everyone has to share one small idea on how to improve their workplace or business. And the quote of the week from Arnold Glasso: laughter is a tranquilizer with no side effects. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, laughter is supposed to be the best medicine, but one of the odder news stories from 2017 reveals this isn't always the case. An Australian woman, Monique Jeffrey, broke her neck after laughing so hard at a coworker's joke. Fortunately, she's fine. And in case you're now worried that your use of humor at work might slay your coworkers for real, it turns out that Monique Jeffrey's neck is susceptible to breaking rather easily. She broke it several years ago while sneezing. But, you know, I guess that proves that laughter isn't always the best medicine. Well, as always, I'd invite you to cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, where you can subscribe for the print version of this, which has even more links to more resources. And if you subscribe to the print version, you'll get a free ebook, 340 Ways to Put Humor to Work. So until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. We'll